Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and today we're going to start off our series of interviews dealing with our adoptive farm, working with the Michigan Farm Bureau. And today, we're going to talk to Terry Belleville. How are you today, Terry?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Well, Terry, how long have you been farming, my friend?
A long time, since the middle 60s, I guess.
Now, the farm that you currently own, has it been in the family for a long time?
Since 1963.
Since 63, so over half a century of farming there. And your farm is located where, in Whittemore?
Right on M55, near 65.
There you go. Now, what do you farm out there? What are your main crops out there?
We raise corn, soybeans, and wheat.
All right. Well, the idea behind this series is to get people to know a little bit more about what happens on a farm. Now, you know, this is the month of March, and, you know, everybody thinks it's a little quiet now, but things are beginning to pick up on the farm right now, right?
That's correct. You got to get ready to start planting when Mother Nature lets us.
And is this a good time to get started? Has this winter been a little better for you than last winter was?
Well, it's been awful cold. We were gone for a while, so we didn't get the real nasty cold where we were, but it's cold. It's still too early yet to get started actually out in the fields at all.
Oh, all right. So you're not out in the fields getting ready there. So what are you doing in the meantime?
We're going to start servicing machinery so it's ready to go when we're ready to go.
Now, how much machinery do you have? Do you have quite a few things?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's going to take a lot of work. Now, when do you figure on being able to get out into the fields?
I would imagine probably before we do very much, it'll be near the end of April.
Oh, really? So you got a good 6 weeks or so before you're going to be ready to go.
Well, we may have to spread some fertilizer on wheat ahead of that if it gets the right weather to do that. But other than that, we won't start much till near the end of April.
All right. Now, again, this year, corn, soybeans, and wheat, you're going to be growing all those?
Yes.
All right. Now, is that primarily what you've been growing over the past 50 years or so? Have you tried anything else? Do you have
We've changed some. We've done some food grade stuff and some specialty crops and stuff like that, but we're still doing some specialty soybeans also. Part of the soybeans are special soybeans for food grade or for high oil, but the rest is for on the commercial market.
All right. Now, how many people work the farm? How many do you have who work with you on
Mostly
a regular basis?
Just myself and my wife.
Is that right? Just the two of you. What's her name?
Joyce,
yeah. Terry and Joyce Belleville, of course, out there at Belleville Acres. So just the two of you run the farm. So obviously, you know, the technology that's out there right now helps you do something like that.
That's correct. It does make it, the electronic stuff does make some of it easier.
Yeah. Now, what about computers? Are they a big part of what you do on the farm now?
Yes.
In terms of what? What do you use the computers mainly for?
Well, one tractor has a computer on it that completely controls what's going on with that tractor and actually does electronic steering. It steers itself.
Is that right? Wow. So you just kind of sit and relax and enjoy the ride then?
Well, till you get to the end of the field, then you got to do that at the end.
All right. Now, the season is going to just be getting started for you. When typically does the season end for you?
Well, typically around Thanksgiving, but this last year, it was later than that. It was just a day or so before Christmas.
Oh, all right. Wow. Because of, obviously, the weather and the kind of summer?
Because of the weather and the crop, yes.
So, you know, even though you've got technology and everything out there on the farm, you are still, looking at Mother Nature to decide when and where you do things.
Mother Nature controls most of it.
That's right. Well, I'm glad to hear that things are getting ready to start firing up there at the farm there. And it is a, you know, is it a 7 day a week job for you? Is it a 9 to 5 kind of job? Are you doing it constantly?
Usually we try not to do much 7 days a week on Sunday normally, but some days you have to get caught up.
Sure. All right. Well, I know you're a busy man even now, and I'm glad you could spend some time with us to talk more about, you know, what life is like on a farm, as we are trying to get people back to that thought process with our Adopt a Farm series here. Terry Belleville from Belleville Acres, glad you could spend some time with us today here on our Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Yep. Thank you much, Kevin.